Chapter 7. The next morning, Detective Stone sent two of his team to the King's Head pub. They were going to see if there were cameras. Lots of pubs had cameras in case there was trouble. An hour later, the detectives returned with the film from Tuesday evening. They gave the film to Detective Stones. He sat down in front of a screen and played the tape. The camera was above the bar. The detective could see all of the tables. He saw Donald Thompson sitting at a table. He was on his own and reading a newspaper. The detective moved the film forward. After a while, he saw Jeremy Foster enter the bar and sit down. The time said 10 o'clock. At first, Jeremy Foster sat at the bar with a beer. Then, at 10:20 p.m., he stood up. He walked to Donald Thompson's table. There was no sound on the film. However, Detective Stones saw Jeremy Foster waving his arms around. He looked very angry. This continued for a few minutes. Then Donald Thompson stood up and left. Jeremy Foster walked out with him. Detective Stones stopped the film. He played it again. "Well, that's very interesting," he thought. Donald Thompson said he left the pub alone. He was lying. They left together. The detective called the team together. He showed them the film. When the film ended, Detective Alice Williams spoke. "So, the two men argue. Next, they leave the pub together. Then one of the men dies. The other man lies. He says they didn't leave the pub together. I think we have found the murderer." "Yes," replied Detective Stones. "But we need to find the murder weapon. It's time to search Donald Thompson's house." The team of detectives drove to Oak Street. Donald Thompson wasn't there, but his wife was. She was very angry. The police officers looked everywhere. They emptied cupboards and drawers. They took books off shelves. They moved furniture, and the whole house was a mess. Mrs. Thompson shouted at Detective Stones. "I can't believe this! I hope you'll put everything back when you've finished. Look at my beautiful home! It's a complete mess! You're treating us like criminals! My husband hasn't done anything! He told you that! So why are you doing this?" "I'm sorry, Mrs. Thompson," replied Detective Stones. "We have to do our job. There has been a murder."
"I know there's been a murder," she shouted. "But that has nothing to do with us. My husband is a good man. He has never hurt anyone."
Detective Peterson entered the room.
"I think you need to see this," he said. "I found it in the shed in the garden."
"What is it?" asked Detective Stones.
The police officer held up a knife. He had put it inside a plastic bag and held it carefully.
"I found it behind some tins of paint. Someone had hidden it there."
Detective Stones took the knife from him. He held it up and looked at it. It was a large knife, and it was covered in blood. He turned to Mrs. Thompson. "Have you ever seen this knife before?" he asked. Mrs. Thompson didn't answer. Her face went white. Then she fainted.
"Well, I think we found our murderer," said Detective Stones. "It's time to go to the factory." Detective Stones and Detective Peterson drove to the factory quickly. Half an hour later, they were back at the police station. They locked Donald Thompson in one of the station's cells.
"How many murders have you investigated now, then?" Detective Peterson asked.
182, answered Detective Stones.
"And how many murderers have you caught?"
Detective Stones smiled. 182, he said.